Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:09 and change here in the great Northeast. This beautiful Monday, October 27, 2025, this is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our friend, John Basiliga, and one of his great companies, Eastern Roofing Systems, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we've lost this year, but celebrate today thanks to John. Like Robert Febo of Avoca, Robert McGurran of Scranton, Paul Petrolak of Browndale, Robbie Bob Wagner of Springbrook, William McBride, late of New Jersey, but he was from Catawissa, and LaRue Pappy Rupert, Bloomsburg. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle by gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising all of you, because of our commitment to common sense, we will provide that essential sanctuary of sanity in a world where an entire political party, the Democrats, has gone insane. The media, the global establishment, they're all crazy. It isn't you. I promise you that. Listen to John Fetterman. Of all people, dear Lord. Mother Teresa, St. Teresa for October 27th. She said, people die suddenly all the time, so it could happen to us at any moment. Yesterday is gone, and tomorrow has not yet come. We must live each day as if it were our last, so that when God calls us, we are ready to go home to God with a clean heart. I don't know why, but that this exact thought that Mother Teresa brings to the fore so lovingly, I don't know why I was thinking of it. You could go any day, and we're seeing it happen to friends, loved ones. It's why we read that poem, Tomorrow Never Comes, every Friday. We don't know how much time we have, do we? We really don't. By the way, somebody texted in, Senator John Fetterman said no need for the government shutdown, and the entire media and Democrat Party know this. We can keep the government open and still negotiate the insurance subsidies and come up with a compromise. Instead, the Democrat Party refuses to do the will of the American people. The Democrats must understand this is what the majority of the American people vote for in the last election. They don't care. The person running around yelling, democracy, 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 that's actually the proof they don't give a bleep about democracy. The loudest voice in the room on a particular subject, and you'll find this to be true almost all of the time, they are the ones who are gumming up the works. And today's Democrat Party is a sickening disgrace. That's just what is. Well, it's Monday. And when you hear that song, and you know it's Monday at 10-ish, 10:13 and change on my Bicardo Jewelers watch, you know it's time for Monday Musings with John Perillo. John, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
Good. Hey, John, doesn't it seem like, just so you guys, I may not have mentioned you, Cutie and I were out in California or Denver to visit my son, Bobby, who's out there. And then we went down to Colorado Springs and saw the whole Perillo Savico gang. And doesn't it seem like we could pop over tomorrow and see you?
No, we'd love that.
No, but doesn't it seem like it?
Absolutely.
It brings some real immediacy. And I know we talk on the phone every week, but I don't know. Anyway.
We need to do more of that.
I know.
I would love to do more of that. You know, because I think the format limits our the conversation, obviously. And to your listeners, you know, I really enjoy this time. But it's hard to have the kind of give and take that you really need to explore topics until you get face to face, and when we do, it's a joy. I mean, it really is.
Now, many of you remember we started this program with John Perillo and Monday Musings. Actually, came up with the name early on. That it went from the rise of Western civilization, Egypt, around the Horn and the Mediterranean, to all the way to Rome and then to Great Britain and then here. And when we got to the United States in the development of Western ideas, Western thought, we got to the Federalist Papers. And John's a bit of an expert on that. And it was great. And this is the anniversary, 1787, of the first of the Federalist Papers. This date, that year. I brought that to John's attention. Now, it's not our subject for today, but I just wanted to let all of the listeners out there know that this is where we started it all.
Right. And then for your listeners, you know, there's so much wisdom in those papers. And you know, just one example, if somebody were to tell you that the Second Amendment, for instance, applies only to militias, well, that's true. And then you have to read what Hamilton says about militias and what they are. And it's nothing like what the people who are against gun ownership, for instance, are telling you. It has nothing to do with that, right? Or when we try to understand why our president wasn't directly elected, or what the role of the judiciary should be. All that stuff is, you know, because the Constitution has its words and it's somewhat limited. And then when you get to the Federalist Papers, they really dig into it a little bit more deeply to say, this is what we are thinking. Because as Bob had alluded to in the past, the Federalist Papers were really a series of op-eds that wound up in newspapers that were designed to get the population to understand what this new Constitution that was proposed. It wasn't signed at the time. You know, what are we proposing for this new form of government? So, you know, the Hamilton and Jay and Madison, they dig in deeply into what the thought process was behind it. So they're fascinating. And Bob, you're right. At some point, you know, we have to get back to that. We could talk about undefeated Navy now being ranked 23 in the coaches poll.
Yeah.
You know, and they can't take advantage of it.
Remind me again. I don't want to forget when Chet Parlavecchio is on. I want to bring that up to him. I just keep forgetting. But he'll be on at 11:05. John, the other thing, I remember there's a guy running for county commissioner here now, and he's carrying on spitting and screaming. That's Mike Cappellini. Just the other week at the No Kings protest about democracy. And I said to him one time at a party, I said, Mike, this is not a democracy. This is a Democrat Republican. He went out of his mind. And I literally went out of his mind screaming and yelling. And I'm like, man, could you be that ignorant? And you're out there speaking publicly, and this is what they do.
Right. So that, and again, I actually have a topic for today, but whatever. Bob's absolutely right. The idea, you have to remember that what was going on before we became a country. We're 13 independent colonies, all existing on their own. The states were completely autonomous. Their fear was that Great Britain and France and Spain would take them over, because Spain had a very big presence in the West and in the South, Florida area. The British were very upset about the fact that that they weren't collecting all the taxes they needed to, and the French were the French, right? So the states are saying, how do we form a union that helps us defend ourselves? But how do we avoid the same mistakes that made us want to leave Great Britain to come here, right? So it was around religious freedom. It was around not having a king, right? So the debate about the presidency was very, very severe. They didn't want this all-powerful presidency. They wanted the states to have states' rights, and the states could the idea was that electors were going to be nominated by the state legislatures, and they would select the president because each of the states had their own needs. I mean, all this stuff that we don't teach anymore. So Bob's absolutely correct. We are not a democracy. We were never designed to be a democracy. And not only were we not supposed to be a democracy, the founders had a very profound fear of democracy. If they believe,
and an understandable one. That's mob rule. They understand what that means. And by the way, the ironic thing, they don't even know it. The Democrats are screaming and the left wingers are screaming about democracy, actually want mob rule. You can see it.
Well, and again,
they just don't know what it is.
And as longtime listeners know, I try not to be too political. But yes, as you look at when you see mobs saying this is what we want, that is precisely the thing that our founders were scared of, right? Because Aristotle and Plato had thought that we could have a bunch of philosophers in charge, and Aristotle said, no, we need to have a smaller group of very smart people in charge, and all this stuff as Bob alluded to, through the Romans and the Greeks, and all this comes to the system that we have now. But there was none of them believed that you should have the mob in charge. None of them.
Yep.
Right? And that was, and so now when you see the mob and you see politicians responding to the mob, that is precisely the thing that our Constitution was designed to prevent. So that's an important thing.
John, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We've only got a couple minutes, but I want to talk about start talking about your original subject, because I diverted you. So hang on with us, and we'll come back. John Perillo, Monday Musings. We'll be back after this.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Murph says, after 24 hits, Gladys Knight and the Pips finally had their number one hit. This date, 1973, with that great song, Midnight Train to Georgia. Hey, Carly texted in, or actually emailed in. How about Sunday with Mutual of Omaha? Timex watches take the licking and keeps on ticking. Go to Bacardo Jewelers and get your Timex watch. Yep. Thank you, Carly. I remember that well. But we didn't watch it during football season because the second game was still going on. We watched that in the winter, Mutual of Omaha's, and was it Wayne? I think it was Wayne. While I stand safely, while I stand safely on the riverbank, Wayne will go in and wrestle the alligator. Yeah, good stuff. All right, let's go back to John Perillo, Monday Musings. All right, John, knocked you off track completely, but for an important subject to which you have great knowledge. But let's get back to one of the things you were talking about. I'm guessing this, or wanted to talk about this, New Jersey governor's race.
Right, and remember, right after Mutual of Omaha, I think it was Jacques Cousteau, so that was the other thing I...
Oh, that's anyway. Yeah, that was a good lineup. It really was.
Yeah, was
you
fantastic.
Learned a lot.
Yep, and for those of us who are coastal people, that was fascinating. But hey, before I actually wanted to talk about the court case about redistricting, but before I get to that, which we may not get to this week, I did want to take a brief second to comment on the parent scandal of Mickey Sherrill, who's a New Jersey candidate for governor.
I've been meaning to ask you about that. Now, for those of you who aren't aware, Mickey Sherrill, a left-wing lunatic congressperson from New Jersey, is running for governor there against a guy named Jack Chiarelli, who he's just great. He will be a great governor. Anyway, he's within the margin of error, at least, or close at this point. But Sherrill's got a problem with the truth on a lot of issues. But one of them is, and she keeps talking about, she's a Naval Academy, whatever, or attended the U.S. Naval Academy, which our friend John Perillo did. She was not found guilty in the cheating scandal, but she didn't get to walk for graduation. And nobody better to speculate or postulate on what that might have meant than John Perillo. Fire away, John.
Okay, thank you for the lead-in. And so your listeners know I'm not really going to talk about the candidates themselves or whether who's better or whatever. But Ms. Sherrill, I just wanted to talk a little bit about the honor codes of the United States Naval Academy and West Point, because they're actually different, or were, is probably a more accurate way of saying that, because I'm a little bit before Ms. Sherrill's vintage. But back then, the military academy at West Point, their honor concept said that a cadet does not lie, cheat, or steal, or tolerate anyone who does. And the U.S. Naval Academy's honor concept, which would have applied to Ms. Sherrill, omits the second part of that sentence. Ours was just that we don't lie, cheat, or steal. And the reason for that difference is that the mids at the Naval Academy are given the option of confronting either theft or cheating, and then making a personal judgment call on what we believe happened and whether we believe that that is worthy of kicking that person out. Whereas at West Point, if you've witnessed cheating or stealing and you don't report it, you are guilty of cheating or stealing. So there is a little bit of a difference there, and I think it's a critical difference. And I personally like the Naval Academy for a lot of reasons. But the point is that had she seen cheating and did not report it, there is the possibility that she could have graduated. Now, however, she has to confront it. That's the difference, right? So if I see cheating at the Naval Academy, I don't have the option of walking away. I do have the option of confronting the person who is cheating, and then after that confrontation, making a judgment call that I feel, you know, that this person has either repented or somehow felt that, you know, that there's a possibility of misunderstanding or something of that sort, and then deciding to end it at that point on my personal beliefs, right? So that's the difference between those two, and I think it's actually a very important difference. I can tell you that it's high. Go ahead.
I need you to speculate a little bit on this, and I don't want it to be unfair to her, even though I despise her policy stances.
Right.
And she served the country after that fact, just to point out to everybody. She served after she left Naval Academy. John, why would she not simply say, because she hasn't, why would she simply not say, well, here's what happened, and this is why I didn't walk for graduation? She hasn't done that.
That's a very good question. I don't know the answer to that. What I will say that it is highly unlikely that she cheated herself and graduated.
Yep.
Right. That I can almost guarantee you that didn't happen. Right. And again, I'll speculate, but this is pure speculation. You know, I don't want to be guilty of murdering somebody's, you know, reputation. There's the possibility that she didn't confront it, right? So if you saw that there was cheating or stealing and you didn't confront it, that is a violation of the honor code at the Naval Academy, right? You have to confront it, and you have to understand the reason for that, right? If you're
separate question, John. Why won't she simply say? This is what troubles me about the whole incident. She won't say what happened.
I don't have a good answer for that. You know,
there isn't a good answer. I was thinking, well, maybe there's something I'm missing here, that she's got some NDA as part of being at the Naval Academy. She won't say why she didn't walk in the graduation ceremony.
And
that's disturbing.
There shouldn't be a problem with you saying that there's an NDA, right? If there is a non-disclosure agreement, to Bob's point, or the Naval Academy says, you know, this is a sealed record for whatever reason.
She's not even saying that. So it's obviously not true. She just doesn't want to say what she did to prevent her from graduating with her class. I you put that in context with her lies about her $7 million in stock profits over her congressional term. And you say, man, this is a phony.
Well, and she did wind up going to flight school and graduated from flight school.
Yeah, flew helicopters and served the country. You know, yeah, great. So, she's just incapable of telling the unvarnished truth when it comes to a difficult question.
Yeah, on that particular topic, I agree. And I will say, you know, at the Naval Academy and at the service academies and in the military in general, we take that kind of thing very, very seriously, because sometimes you have to report unpleasant truths, and if you do lie about that, readiness, for instance, would be the one that keeps springing to mind, then you put your team at jeopardy. You put your ship at jeopardy, and it's not just you. It's you know, the 500 people with you that are going to sink if you're not ready to fight the battle that you're ready to fight. So, you know, that I all I can say about that is I will tell you that we take that kind of integrity very, very seriously. And you know, Bob's right. I don't know the answer. It's odd that nobody's saying anything about it. You know, and I wish her the best in her personal life.
Well, a lot of Navy Academy grads are saying something about it, which is this is disqualifying for her not to answer. For her to not answer why she didn't walk is disqualifying. And to me, as an outsider, as someone who wasn't even in the military. Look, if you said, look, I didn't want a rat on somebody, and I paid the price. Fine by me. I did it myself. I'm there. But
right, that is absolutely a legitimate. Yep. By the way, at the Naval Academy, that would be a legitimate thing to say as well. Right, mm-hmm. I saw this happen. I felt that the person I saw Bob cheat, but I talked to Bob, and Bob was repentant and said, "Yeah, the answers were there on the desk. I didn't even know what it was. I decided." I looked at him and I said, after I looked at him, I said, oh, crap, this is the answer to the test, and it will never happen again. As if I were a midshipman and we had had that conversation, I would probably say, look, Bob, you know how serious this is. I'm going to eat this one. And between you and I, this is never going to happen again. Right. Mm-hmm. And Bob says, yeah, you're right. I probably would have let that walk in my mind. Right. So, yeah, there are degrees of that, and like I said, I prefer ours to West Point's. But you're right; I think it is a little bit odd that nobody is getting a straight answer about that.
John Perillo, Monday Musings. Thank you, John. Sorry to sidetrack you, but everything we talk about is important. It always is.
Pop on over, like you said, and we'll do this. We should do this live. We could do this for 3 hours.
Thank you, my man.
All right, take care. Have a great day.
Monday Musings on a Monday with John Perillo. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today. In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day. Brought to you by our friend John Basiliga and his incredible companies, and the first of those was Eastern Roofing Systems, headquartered in Jessup. They are one of the largest and the best commercial, industrial, institutional roofer in the Eastern United States and beyond. And guess what? They bring all that expertise to your home or your small building in Northeast Pennsylvania because they're headquartered right here. Paul Petrelak, Browndale. He was 87 when he died October 20th. His wife, the former Marianne Zwanchik, he lost her in 2009. His loving companion is Pauline Nadzak. Born in Simpson, he attended Fell Township Schools and served in the Air Force as a telecommunications specialist. He retired as a corrections officer at Lackawanna County Prison. Member of Ascension Parish, Forest City, Tri-County Sportsmen's Association. He was a hunter and a fisher. Paul Petrelak was known as the pierogi king of Forest City, and he helped deliver Meals on Wheels. He survived by his daughter, a son, a grandson, a granddaughter, as well as a great-granddaughter. Sadly, he was preceded in death by a daughter, Paula, and brother Michael, Paul Petrelak. Robert Robbie Bob Wagner. He was just 66 when he died May 29th. He was from Springbrook Township. Brief fight with cancer. He was the devoted husband of Brenda Cirillo Wagner. They enjoyed almost 23 years of loving marriage. He was born in Nicosia, Cyprus, to the late Lieutenant Commander Robert Wagner and his wife Judy Loyak Wagner of Gambrills, Maryland, both formerly of Pittston, PA. He grew up in Cyprus, Guam, Japan, Pittston, Navy brat, until they settled in Maryland, and he graduated from Anne Arundel High School. He was honorably discharged from the Army Reserves, where he honed his craft as a computer programmer. He turned that into his livelihood and worked as a computer programmer and consultant for banking and insurance companies. It was at Transamerica where he met his future wife. Robert was a talented artist, enjoyed working in all mediums, airbrushing flames onto friends' cars as a kid, charcoals, pen and ink, watercolors. Bob will be remembered as a kind and loving person with a witty and a dry sense of humor. In addition to his wife, Brenda, he survived by his brother, his sister, and other family members. Robert, Robbie, Bob Wagner. Our great veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Eastern Roofing Systems. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, mostly sunny, 55. Tonight, clear skies, 36. Tuesday, mostly sunny, 55. Wednesday, morning sun, then increasing clouds, 55 degrees. Bob Cadaro back with you on the program. Bulldog. Paul McCartney. Again, this date, 1975. Venus and Mars, Murph says. Mark from Hazelton texts or emails in. The president is merely the most important among a large number of public servants. He should be supported or opposed exactly to the degree which is warranted by his good conduct or his bad conduct, his efficiency or inefficiency in rendering loyal, able, and disinterested service to the nation as a whole. This is from Teddy Roosevelt, by the way. I forgot. That's not from just from Mark. It's from Teddy Roosevelt. Therefore, Teddy says, it is absolutely necessary that there should be full liberty to tell truth about his acts, and this means that it is exactly necessary to blame him when he does wrong as to praise him when he does right. Any other attitude, an American citizen, is both base and servile. To announce that there must be no criticism of the president or that we are to stand by the president, right or wrong, is not only unpatriotic and servile, but is morally treasonable to the American public. Think Joe Biden. Nothing but the truth should be spoken about him or anyone else. But it is even more important to tell the truth, pleasant or unpleasant, about him than about anyone else. Teddy Roosevelt. Oh, man. Astonishing greatness. Anyway, Somebody says, you can't see me on camera. Am I wearing a Paul McCartney shirt? No, you know what I'm wearing today? My friend Sean Dempsey gave it to me. And I, obviously, I didn't see them when I was in prison. But it's a USP Canaan shirt. You know, our penitentiary up in Canaan Township? Yeah. That's I've got my USP Canaan long sleeve tee on today. It just happened to be the case. Not because I was dressing in the dark only. I actually knew what I was wearing. So, no Paul McCartney shirt today. I don't have a Paul McCartney shirt, as you may know. As you know, I think you're saying it sarcastically. So, yeah, a lot of people quoting John Fetterman. And, man, does that outrage the bad guys. Outrage. They just hate it. He called them out on their lie that the Republicans are shutting down the government. And it's an outright lie. Total falsehood. Now, it's an exaggeration by the Republicans, but it's, you know, you only get so many seconds. It's an exaggeration, but true, that one of the reasons the Republicans or the Democrats are shutting down the government is because they want to take away from the big mediocre bill the portion that says you don't pay health insurance, Medicaid, Medicare for illegals. That is one of the reasons. Fact. Period. End of sentence. The main reason, however, is that these temporary subsidies, and remember, there's never any temporary spending in Washington, D.C. These temporary subsidies the Democrats had voted to make Obamacare feasible, and it is not, by the way. On its own, it's a complete failure. And those $400 billion that they want to pump life into Obamacare is the main reason, not the only reason, but the main reason they've shut the government down. Somebody says, crazy, you read that and said, think Biden. Don't apply it to Trump, right? The infallible leader. I criticize Trump all the time. You obviously don't listen. You're obviously, well, not obviously, you may be a left-wing lunatic. You may have Trump derangement syndrome. Yeah, you know why I'm thinking Biden? Because when he was dribbling and drooling in his pudding, they pretended he was normal. Sharp as a tack. Oh, he's as capable as ever. He was the best Biden ever. That's why I'm thinking of Joe Biden. I criticize Trump anytime he's wrong. By the way, you don't listen, so I'm not going to go through the litany of things I complained about Trump on. I won't do it because you don't listen. Apparently. I criticize him all the time. I disagree with him, usually on minor points, not major points, all the time. Well, I've got a Bacardo Jewelers watch on, which means I have the accurate time. And when it hits 11:50 on the nose, which it will, it's got time to go to Bloomberg Money Minute. Murph tells us this date, 1980. Neil Diamond. The great Neil Diamond released his first single from the movie The Jazz Singer, which he also starred in. I don't think he was much of an actor, but what a great voice, what a great performer. Love on the Rocks is the song. And I tell you, it always reminds me of my friend Doc Doherty. He's the number one Neil Diamond fan, and I mention him. He's recovering from his bout with cancer, battling it. And we're praying for him all the time. You know that. All right, let's go right to Luciano. Luciano, we got about a minute before the top of the hour, my friend. Fire away.
Thank you, Bob, for taking my call. WIOK is news talk radio, not news tech radio, you bunch of cowards. A coward dies 1,000 times before his death. Listen, callers, you should be very grateful that you have a news talk radio in this medium-sized city. Most cities the size doesn't have news talk radio. Call him up and debate with him, you cowards. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, all right, Luciano. Brother. Always the best. Look, here's the problem. If you've fallen for the Democrat insanity, you actually know you're wrong. You know you're lying, and you can't defend your position without continuing to lie. So they really can't call into the show. Nearly half our audience is Democrat. By the way, candidates that I support, like Gene Barrett for mayor in Scranton, Democrats. This is not about political parties. This is about insanity versus sanity. It's about stupid versus trying to be smart. It's about lies versus truth, fact, and reality. It's that simple. It's that stark. I don't get it. Love on the rocks, it's hell on your back. I don't get it. I did it because I know you think it's funny, so I said what it was. It's what is, guys. And I still don't understand among seemingly sensible people. Regardless of you despise Trump, which he's despisable. I get it. He exaggerates. He's overly optimistic. Look at the peace deals. But that's part of his shtick. It's part of what ends up working for him. I don't like it, but it's what is. And so, and by the way, since Ronald Reagan, and I would say including him in so many respects, he's the best president in my lifetime. And the issue is, what is the truth? What are the facts? What are the reality? But Luciano, they cannot call in and defend their party's policy stances. It's impossible. It's literally impossible. Can't be done. All right, my Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:01 and change, which means it's time for the news with Brian Hughes, and yes, that rhymes. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. Chet Parlavecchio for the weekend wrap-up.
WILK News Radio, this is the Bob Cadaro Show podcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. La-la-la-la-la-blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.